दृष्टया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो। महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकाय तदाय कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय भक्त्या विहीनाय अपराधमोक्षय कृपामयीं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते चरणारविन्द यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतके द्वैपायनो विरहकातर्याज पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयम्। तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयमामचरणम्। फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल माय मिलियंस ऑफ हम्बल ओबेसियंसेस इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माय परमाराध्य गुरु पाद पद्म ओम विष्णु पाद श्री श्रीमद भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी महाराज एंड इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माय शिक्षा गुरु ओम विष्णु पाद श्री श्रीमद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज। माय हम्बल दंडवत प्रणाम टू द ऑडियंस वैष्णव वैष्णवी एंड अदर्स। आई वांट टू गिव सो मेनी थैंक्स to the manager of this temple, Sri Ranganatham, or what name? Ranganatham. Oh, he is helping us in so many ways. And also so many thanks Mahabuddhi, Prabhu and others, those who have invited all here and managing. We have discussed in our yesterday class the stages of bhakti and bhakta. And we have come up to from bhakta, jnani bhakta, shuddha bhakta, premi bhakta, prempar bhakta. And we discussed Pandavas and Draupadi. They are Premvar Bhakta. I also glorified them. Oh. They are high class of Bhakti. There are so many things, the glorious Pandava, that we cannot touch. One thing, yesterday, Sriman Aranya Maharaj told, perhaps out of mood, and he told that on the chariot, Arjun was ready to fight and fighting, and Krishna was like a charioteer taking the brain of the horses. So Krishna being lords of lords, supreme lords, in a minute, in a second, he can create millions of universe and destroy, and again he can. Very merciful. But he is now like a charioteer. Even he massages the feet of horses for Arjuna. And he heard that he ordered Hanuman to be on the flag of Arjuna's chariot. And he told this thing especially, that it may be that Arjuna may have knocked Krishna, that you should take me here and there. But you should know that prem has some rule and regulation. Prem cannot go against marjada. Marjada means
etiquette.
He knows Arjuna. Don't tell like this. Otherwise, it may be that you are doing wrong and offenses. Don't tell like this. Give me marjada. Keeping your eyes on etiquette, you should tell him anything. How Arjun can break marjada etiquette? He cannot. It may be Aranya Maharaj has told, but I have never heard.
Keep attention. If someone is speaking, then they want to relax.
So I tell him to beg pardon from Arjuna and Krishna. I have told all these things only for you, that you should not think like that. That is why I told here in your council. Always try to be honor, etiquette to Krishna, Ram, Nishingha, Bhaman, Balaji, all other incarnations. Now I'm coming to point that you have heard about Arjuna, Draupadi, Kunti, Mother Kunti, and others. They are still prem parabhakta. I told some defects in their bhakti. Arjuna, when he saw universal say form, and he began to pray, "Oh, I've done wrong. Oh Prabhu, from today I will not order you. You are Prabhu, lords of lords, I know. So please God forgive me." I will not tell you charioteer or anything. If I have done wrong, please excuse. So, something like in his bhakti. Now we are coming to Prematur Bhakti. This is the last stage of sadhana bhakta or bhakta or any associates. Last stage. Prematur Bhakti. Now we should come to Dwarkapuri. Rukmini, Shatabhama, all the queens and all the Jadavansi, they used to think that Krishna is their life and soul. And they have some relation, thick relation than Arjuna, more nearer relation. Who was Uddha? Vasudev Maharaj, 8 brothers and 4 sisters. From Vasudev Krishna came. And from Devbhagar, I don't remember.
Devbhag.
From Devbhag, his uncle Uddhava was son of Devbhag. So both were like cousin brothers. Well, from birth, Uddhava worshipping Krishna, chanting and remembering, weeping with melted heart, rolling down on the earth. And when Krishna returned back Mathura, then both met together like life and soul, each other. And from then, he was always his private secretary.
Krishnanang Prabhu Mantri, Krishna
Mantri. Oh, Pradhan Mantri.
Prime Minister.
Oh, Prime Minister.
Advisor.
Shakha. Advisor.
Disciple of
like Prabhu, like Das. All in all. He used to take advices of Rajniti, Dharmaniti, and others. And he used to be always with Krishna. Though queens were very near and dear to Krishna, but he has some more regard for them. So, sometimes Krishna has told that I don't honor me, my son, Brahma, even Harihar Ek Atma, to Shiva, Lord Shiva. Even Lakshmi Devi, my queen, and even Balaram, even myself, my soul, as I have love and affection for Buddha. So you can know by this, the glorification of Buddha. Krishna has also told, like, there are 3 Haridas. Among them, first Haridas is Maharaj Yudhishthir. Second is
Uddhava.
And third is
Giriraj Govardhan.
Giriraj Govardhan. These are 3 Haridas. So very high class. When Krishna appeared in Braja by the womb of Mother Yashoda, and in the same time in part in the from the womb of Devaki, both at a time. Not that it is not true that Krishna was only son of Devaki and Vasudeva. Partly he was. But solely he was son of Nand Baba and Yashoda Maiya. And he played so many sweet pastimes. And then, after that, you know, Dham Bandhan Leela, that mother Yashoda tightened him and he became Damodar. Then he began to cow, grazing cows. After that, oh, he met with gopis. Gopi were always hankering to meet with Krishna. So, Venu Geet is there. They wanted to meet anyhow with Krishna. And they met. They did the worship of Katyayani Devi. And Krishna came himself and gave benediction. In coming Shardiya Purnima, I will
fulfill your desire.
Huh?
Fulfill your desire.
Of I will fulfill your all desire, and in the, that we will, you can come in my rosh, and we will sing, dance together. Oh. Then, coming here, he played on the float. And all the gopis thought that Krishna is calling me only. All the gopis. But any other gopi or Mother Yashoda or Sakha, they could not hear. This was the speciality of that voice. Bam disha manoharam kalau bam disha manoharam. That is clean. In such a way he laid on float, that this sweet voice coming from the float, she reached in Braja, and through the windows of this ears, the voice entered in the heart of gopis, and he took what? The hearts of all the gopis. And then coming out, she went to Krishna, where he was playing on foot, on the bank of Yamuna. And then gave it to Krishna, the hearts of all, mind of all, gopis. And Krishna kept it in his pocket. Then gopis, oh, they ran away to catch the
thief.
Thief. Oh, that thief has sent anyone to take our hearts. And he has taken, and now he has run away to the thief, and he has given it to that thief. Without heart, how can we stay here? Oh, never and never. Quickly, all running. They could not saw that, oh, this gopi is coming, that gopi is coming, that gopi is coming. All gopis saw what? I'm going alone, because they have no time to see who is coming or not. They quickly run. And they went to thief. How? Following the sound of flute. And they reached there. And they saw, oh, this thief is very beautiful. Lovely.
Very handsome.
And they requested, please return our hearts. Otherwise, you will have to take the fruit of killing of thousands and thousands of gopi, istri vada, women, the killing of women. Please, very soon you should return. Then what became? Krishna told, go away to your homes at once. If husband is lame, not earning, he may be poor, he may be have leprosy even,
blind
even, lame even, making no money, but even a chaste lady should serve his husband. This is Indian Vedic culture. But nowadays we are not following all this, especially in the Western countries. So Krishna told them, at once you should. Because night is so dark, so many animals, very ferocious, they are roaming here and there. You should return back. They told, O Krishna, you are Guru. What you are telling is true, you are telling. And we want to follow your instructions. But in Shastra, it has been told what? That a disciple should first worship Guru and then to others, his husband or others. And you are really our Guru because so high class of teaching you are giving me. So let us
serve
you Guru first. And if you are not following, then you are against of Shastra Vedic literature. And you will have to take the sin of all these things. That you are breaking the rules and regulations. So please
let us render the service for you.
Swikar karo.
Admit.
Accept. Our this proposal that we should serve you first and then to others. I know that Purnima has told that you are himself lords of lords. They are told. And you have told. Or you will tell in future or last kalpa. We have told, je jatham mam prapadyante tam tathaiva bhajamyah. You have told, anyone, they will serve me. I will have to repay them in same return.
Same way.
So I have done sankalpa, vow, that I must do like that. I should accept. So if you are not accepting us, then it is against that you have made the rule. Oh, moon is here, shining. Oh, this Vrindavan, in Vrindavan, a very good flowers garden everywhere. No ferocious animals. Night is not dark.
Full moon.
Full moon. And why you are telling so? When Krishna was defeated, then he came to accepted that proposal. And they began to dance. Why? Because Krishna has taken bow and given benediction to gopis in Katyayani Puja. That I will fulfill your desire. So, then now they began to dance. Krishna, one alone, but he was dancing with all the gopis. Millions of millions gopis. And they thought that Krishna is only with him. And in the middle, Radhika, oh, Krishna has told me that you are most beloved mine. But now, equal to all and to me. And he did. He had some anger. Man, not anger. And then, quickly, he went in man from that rush. Krishna told, oh, rush is only for you. if you are not here, then what is the use of rasa? Satkoti gopi, but they cannot satisfy Krishna. The ras dance is only to please Radhika. And then what became? Krishna also disappeared with Radhika. Now who? He decorated Srimati Radhika and the apology.
Forgiveness.
At that time, all gopis were searching and they become mad, totally mad. Because they are suffering from so many years, from boyhood. So, separation will be there. Where separation will come? Directly there is love, affection. There, this high class of separation may come. Now they are feeling separation. Searching Krishna everywhere. Asking trees, animals, creepers, Tulasi and others. Totally they become mad. And then, when they were doing so, then what became? They came on the bank of Yamuna. And they began to pray. Oh, loudly weeping, tears in eyes. Oh, like mad. You know that all. Jayati te
Dikam Janmana Braja
Swat Indira Sashvatata Daita Drishyatan Dikshustavaka Stai Dhritasava Vangvichi Tava kathamritam tapta jivanam kabivihiritam shapaham srimadatatam bhuvi gridantite bhurida jana. All gopis there, lamenting and weeping. I have no time to explain all. They began to weep loudly. Then, hearing their weeping, Krishna appeared. And then, Krishna was begging pardon, excuse for all, from all gopis. And after that, again, rasa began. Krishna told that I was not disappeared. I was disappeared, but always following your feet dust. I was always nearer to you. Why? That in separation mood, how high class of moods are yours? Only to say. And I wanted to glorify in you in three lokas, your glorification. You are this last termination, last sima, ki?
Last limit.
Limit of ocean of love and affection. Anyone cannot be like you. I wanted to glorify after hearing your all these words. In this world, so many universes. This earth is so fortunate. Among that, Braja is most fortunate. Braja is fortunate for only for you. So, I was always near. And then again, Rashtan. You know all these things? High class of love. After that, separation came. And then, 5 minutes, separation came. Uddhav came, Akru came and took Krishna and Baldev from Vrindavan and he came to Mathura. Kans was killed. And then Krishna was weeping bitterly for gopis. Bitterly. He took the hands of Uddhava in his hand, weeping and weeping. "Why you are weeping?" he told. "My father and mother, Nanda and Yashoda, they may die today or tomorrow. Perhaps they are dead or not, I don't know. Among Brajavasi, my life and soul. Those who have given up their relation, all relation, husband, father, mother, all, and they became beggar for me, that gopis, I am most beloved. They cannot keep their life for a moment. Please go and console them." There was none except Uddhava qualified to go to Braja. There was none in Mathura, in Dwarka, in Pandavas, anywhere. So you can see the glory, realize the glory of God. That Krishna sent him to gopis. Krishna told, Uddhava told, at the time of going, "How can I be in Vrindavan for so many days you are sending me? I cannot tolerate your separation." Then Krishna told Uddhava, "I am not in Mathura. Only partly I am here. You should know and you will see. I am full in
Braj.
You should go." Anyhow, why Krishna sent him? Oh, he thought that, "What love and affection I have learned from the gopis. In the school of, in the college of Oh, Srimati Radhika, where Radhika is principal. Lalita, Vishakha and all are professors of head of the departments. Rupmanjari there and Ratimanjari all. They are teachers, professors like, where I learned love and affection. So I want that in Mathura, there is none to whom I can open my heart. Gopis can open their hearts to each other and console, but there is none to console me. So please go and be admitted in the college and then learn something, love and affection, and you should return back. That I can open my heart. I cannot go to Vrindavan. I cannot please. When I will go, all gopis must die. Now anyhow they are, but when I..." He sent and Uddhava went doing pranam to Krishna, and after that Krishna, Krishnadas, one kirtan.
Krishna Govinda, Govinda, Gopala,
Thank you.
The messenger of Krishna, secretary, and thus prime minister,
advisor,
he went to Nandagaon. In evening, he reached there. Cows were returning from grazing lands. Whole
sky
was covered with
dust.
And cows giving milk like 40 kilos, 60 kilo. Big
udders.
And cow cuffs a very white and black like swans. Oh, they were jumping here and there. Uddhasa. All gopis were singing. The lamp of ghee was everywhere. A beautiful saurabha.
Fragrant
coming from everywhere. All the cowherd boys, Gwalbal, were very happy. If Krishna was there, and Vidhoshi saw, oh, Krishna is fully here, not in Mathura. Very boldly. Now he realized. And at once, a curtain was given on this
scene,
and he saw again. What he saw? All were weeping for Krishna. Cows are dying for Krishna. Cubs are not taking the milk of their mothers. Peacock not dancing. Also, the children not taking it. all are about to die, he saw. And he went. At that time, in the house of Nanda Baba, Nanda Palace, he saw. And he wondered, what I am seeing? All were weeping there. Nanda Baba has become blind. Mother Jashoda, only a skeleton is there. No, oh, very little life and soul was there. Nanda Baba saw, Uddhav the messenger and friend of Krishna has come. And he welcomed with tears. With tears he met. And then, oh my dear son, I know that you are very near and dear to Krishna. Perhaps he has sent you. Oh, first, my duty is to give something to eat you. And after some relax, oh, we will discuss. And then he sent any Brahmin to Brahmin house to bring something to eat. Oh, there was no sugar in Brahman house. He cooked anyhow rice and dodh, milk, but no sweet, nothing. And he brought. What he brought? It was given to Uddhav. Uddhav saw that now cooking is stopped. For whom? And who will cook? Jashoda always weeping. He can cook for only Krishna. But Krishna is not there. So for whom I should cook? And he saw that so many makara,
spiders
have made
cobweb.
Cobweb. On the
stove.
Stove. All the pots.
Upside down,
not cleaned even.
Full of dust.
Oh, Uddhav began to weep loudly. But he saw that I had to console. Oh, first Nanda Baba and Jashoda Maiya. He told, what should I tell them? There was no word in his dictionary to console them. He was thinking, in this world, only Nanda Baba and Jashoda Mother, really they are fortunate. In this whole world, none is fortunate like Nanda Baba and Jashoda. Why? Because all can weep for their children, for husband, for wife, if they are dead or anything. They are separated. But not, Nanda Baba is not weeping for his son. For whom? His son is not son. Really, he is lords of lords, supreme lord. Oh, see, that they are thinking, that supreme lord, to supreme, that he is my dear son, knowing nothing. So, how fortunate they are. But if I will tell them, then they will not be happy. They will weep more. So what should I tell? But he realized that if I tell that don't weep, then all Shastra epics will stop my mouth. Why you are telling? They are most fortunate. And if I am telling that you are most fortunate, then what will be? By this they will weep more. So what I tell, there was no word to express. In the lost, he thought that, I should tell true. O Nanda Baba, Mother Jashoda, you are Mahabhaga, unparalleled in this whole Triloki, three worlds. Because Krishna is not anyone's son, his Supreme Lord. And you are thinking that he is my son, giving milk from your
breast.
And you, Nanda Baba, taking him in your lap, you are binding Krishna. You are doing so many things. So you are certainly very fortunate. Then Nanda Baba began to weep bitterly. Uddhav, how is my brother, Vasudeva Maharaj? He is my brother. I know that Mother Devaki and Vasudeva, they were in the prison of Kansa. And he was giving much sufferings. He kept big stones on the breasts of them. Oh, like killing, I will kill you. You, where you have sent your sons? Bring them back, otherwise I will kill you. Abusing them daily. But due to his own sins, bad activities, he is now killed. Oh, Krishna is not killed. His sins have killed me. So, now Kansa is killed. Oh, my dear Uddhav, how is my son? And he began to weep loudly. He told, oh, Uddhav, to forget all these things, I go to bank of Jamuna where Krishna used to play. But when I see the footprints of Krishna, more remembrance is coming. Then I return back. I return back from there. I go to Govardhan to console me. But I see everywhere his footprints on the Govardhan hill here. He lifted Govardhan to save whole Braja. And then the remembrance come. Then I go to Bhandirvan, here and there, but not also. You are telling that Krishna is your son and he is Supreme Lord. But Uddhav, you are a very baby boy. I thought that you are friend of Krishna. But really you are not. You are like a baby, foolish.
Your milky teeth has not gone yet.
Even your milky teeth had not gone. Now, you are telling, why you are telling that you are so much fortunate? You told me fortunate and Mother Yashoda also. But you don't know the whole world. We are two most unfortunate. And we are not jine ke adhikari nahi.
We have no right to
long now life. We have no right to keep our lives. You know that in whole world there was only one father. And he was
Maharaj
Dasarath. In separation, what he did?
Haram,
then haram. And not wrong. Left his body. Vardilesh, this creature, is still not dying. I want to die, but I cannot die. My heart is made of stone. Really. Otherwise I have been dying. But I don't know how Brahma has created my heart like a stone and
thunderbolt.
Not I am dying. Not I am alive. In both ways. What to do? And he began to weep. Mother Yashoda, seeing all these things. No tears in her eyes. Why? Dried. And she was like a stone or wood, a statue-like. Then Uddhava began to tell something for Uddhava, for Nanda. In this way, whole night was gone, discussing and hearing, weeping. Now, Uddhava realized Vatsalya Prem of Nanda and Yashoda. It was more higher than Everest in whole world. Everest is about 7 miles high. If you go there with a cap, with a hat, and if you look, your hat will fall down. So Uddhava now feeling that their love and affection is more than Mountain Everest. And I am like a rat in the bottom of that mountain. So, millions and millions of namaskar in the lotus feet of Mother Yashoda and Nanda Baba. In the meantime, morning came. Nanda Baba became, and Yashoda Maiya became faint. No sense. Anyhow, Uddhava went out of Nandagaon and in a pond, now which is called Krishna Kunda, he took bath and he wanted to chant his Gayatri mantras. And he sat under the shade of a beautiful Kadamba tree. In the meantime, what he saw is something very strong, very strange. Very beautiful forest in Nandagaon, full of Kadamba. Oh, millions of Kadambas were there. Very good fragrance was coming. And he saw thousands of gopis lamenting, weeping. They are sitting there. Then Uddhava, after his Sandhya Mantra, he went to them doing pranam from here, from where they were sitting, and began to weep loudly and to pray them. And hearing something, what gopis told. So I think that it will be better that tomorrow we will begin from here. I want to glorify gopis. They are not premi bhakta, prematur bhakta. They are what? Krishna himself. Embodiment of love and affection of Krishna. They are like all manifestations of Krishna. Himself Krishna. The left side of Krishna. All, especially Srimati Radhika. So it will take time. And also I want to explain it very soon. That I can, in very brief, I can explain the love and affection of gopis. So tomorrow I will try to glorify the gopis and their loves. Even Krishna became wondered. And he began to pray and begging excuse from the gopis. So better tomorrow in class we will do these things. Now,
You mentioned earlier that Arjuna had etiquette for Krishna and he would not have touched him with his foot on the chariot. And yet you yourself tell the Leela of Krishna and Arjuna lying on the bed together and Arjuna...
But with disrespect he will not kick him. I cannot tolerate. I will take Bana and Dhanush and I will shoot that person first.
Okay.
No delay.
He can rest his feet on Krishna's chest, that's okay.
Krishna's embrace.
or Brajbasi, then fight and Krishna and defeat Krishna. But they cannot kick him. You should always think. Never, never. Krishna can give his head on the lotus feet of gopis, but gopi will never, 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 never be king. I will explain all this tomorrow in my class. Be ready to hear all these things.
Today Gurudev mercifully giving some initiation to some devotees, and Gurudev will announce their spiritual name. Anil.
Namdeshan Achyuta Krishna.
Oh, Anil Prabhu. His name I have given. Achyuta Krishna Prabhu Ki. Where is Achyuta Krishna? He has gone anywhere.
Nina. Please come.
Nandini.
Oh, Nandini Devi Ki.
Oh, here is.
Achyuta Krishna. And then?
Nandini.
Bhanumati. Bhanumati, please.
Diksha.
Diksha.
Oh, Bhanumati Devi Ki.
Sunanda.
Oh, Sunanda is same. Where is Sunanda Prabhu? Sunanda Prabhu ki.
And some more devotee has requested for initiation. So initiation tomorrow 7:30 a.m. Some devotee has requested for initiation. It will take place 7:30 a.m. After that, 10 a.m. will be fire sacrifice headed by Shripal Aranya Maharaj in our preaching center. So 7:30 a.m. is initiation. After that, 10 a.m. will be fire sacrifice in our preaching center headed by Shripal Aranya Maharaj. Hare Krishna.
Prabhu have something. Jai Jai Prabhu, maybe for Shyamalan.
No,
for
I will take it.
Okay. Oh, no, Jesus.
Please take it to my place. Or Prajnath Prabhu, you should take. And Shyamrani should meet me there tomorrow. You should meet me tomorrow.
It was a great blessing that Swami gave us the beautiful katha of Lord Krishna. We had the good fortune of both Shravan and Kirtan today. I would like to seek on your behalf his blessings for us to continue in our devotion to Lord Krishna. And I will also make a fervent request for him to visit us again and bless us. On behalf of